Your story is your testimony, not your identity. Shift your mindset, elevate your perspective, become who God called you to be. This is the Journey of You. Welcome to the Journey of You, the place where faith meets growth and where courage rises to rewrite the stories that once tried to define you. I'm your host, Tonya D. Bennis, coach, author, communicator, and a companion on this path of becoming, committed to helping you step fully into your God-given identity. Each week, we slow down long enough to hear what heaven is whispering. Together, we peel back the doubts, the old labels, and the limits that life tried to place on you. Here, you learn to shift your mindset and elevate your perspective so you can walk heart first into purpose, clarity, and the kind of confidence that is birthed from truth, not tension or trauma. This is your invitation to breathe deeper, think higher, and see yourself the way God sees you, loved, called, and full of possibility. So wherever you are, settle in. Your journey is unfolding, and you don't have to walk it alone.
Welcome to the Journey of You. We all have a gift. It's whether or not you choose to use it. Pablo Picasso said, "The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away." Are you operating in your gifts tonight, today? If not, what limiting belief is stopping you? My limiting belief was that I wasn't enough. For years, I searched for my worth, value, and identity in the jobs that I had and the roles that I fulfilled, until I realized that those things were given to me by God, not by anything that I did or didn't do. Now, I empower other women to overcome self-limiting beliefs in order to think, act, and live their God-given purpose, one mindset shift at a time. And today, you are in for a treat, because today I have a special guest, Amanda Carrier, who is the founder of Real Food Made Simple. She's joining us today to tell us a little bit about her story, limiting beliefs that she's had, and her aha moments along the way. So Amanda, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Of course, of course. So tell everyone a little bit about who is Amanda.
Okay, I am a 29-year-old, and I am a wife of my wonderful husband, Caleb. I am a multiple pet mom by accident, four cats and one dog as of literally 2 days ago. So if a fight breaks out, just know that I might have to stop it. I am an artist, a musician, a home chef, and cookbook author now. Have lots of different, you know, gifts that God has given me that I am finally stepping into. So
I love that. I love it. Okay. So you're multifaceted for sure. Tell me kind of how that journey has been and how you said that you're stepping into them now. What made you comfortable enough now to actually step into them?
Well, I was actually very, very shy as a kid. I was always that, like, they always call me backwards shy, like where you just hope that nobody even realized you were in the room. I was definitely always like that. And then I got into network marketing when I turned 18 and went to my first seminar where they, you know, talked all about limiting beliefs, exactly what you talk about. Yeah. And how, like, you don't have to let those stop you. And that just really started a mindset shift for me that lasted over the next, you know, 11 years at this point. And each year I've just kind of gained more information and more, you know, more little stuff clicked in my brain that I realized, like, oh, okay, I don't have to be scared to death of everything. Even like, you know, going on a podcast for the first time. Yeah, so that's kind of how that all started. But as of recent, as of, you know, meeting my husband almost 5 years ago at this point, it kind of became an exponential growth curve when it came to doing things to grow myself mentally, physically, and just become a better version of who I am. And the more that I've done to grow in those ways, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, those have really opened up a lot of opportunities. God has kind of opened a lot of doors. And a lot of those were things that I thought were supposed to be one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would learn a new skill or do a new thing or, you know, become more confident in an area. And it turned out it was for something else. And each one has just kind of been a stepping stone for the next.
So how has that been? Because there are so many times that we, you know, write out the vision, make it plain, like, this is how it's going to go. God's like, nope, and turns it upside down, does something totally opposite. How did
Exactly.
you manage that and like not get stuck in disappointment because it looked differently than you expected?
Well, I heard a thing a long time ago that really stuck with me. I actually think it was my Aunt Kathy that told me. But effectively, whenever life hands you something negative or what seems to be negative or what you didn't expect, you just yell plot twist and move on. And it's not, obviously it's not that easy for us to just let go and move on from things sometimes, but having that little comedic shift in your brain really helps. And just knowing that no matter what you're doing, it's always preparing you for something. It just might not necessarily be the thing that you thought you were preparing for, but God's plan is always better than ours. So,
so true. So true. And I think it's getting used to like, this plan is better and trusting that even when we feel yes. like we need to help him out.
Yes. Be like, hey, that's not the way we're, wait, I thought, no. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Exactly. Exactly. Like even when you talked about like starting in network marketing, like how did you even land there?
Well, that would actually be my Aunt Kathy as well. Our family has always been very, you know, even keel, go with the flow. Like you do the stereotypical stuff. You do the 40-40-40 plan. You know, you go to school, get good grades, get the good job, work there till you die. But they were the first ones that kind of broke out of that mold for our family. And then I saw them start going on all these really cool trips and, you know, becoming more outgoing. And I was like, okay, I want in on that. Like, I don't feel like I can do that, but if they can, maybe I can. So I went to that first seminar with them and I just absolutely loved it. Like it was specifically about those mindset shifts and getting you out of your comfort zone rather than just like, this is how you sell a product. Yeah. And so that just, it really did start a journey of becoming a different person than I was before.
So looking back, because I know you mentioned even like over the past 11 years, what would you say has been either your biggest obstacle? And then what has been kind of that biggest aha moment along the way?
Biggest obstacle for me, my biggest limiting belief would be fear of failure, 100% all the time. That one is one that has stopped me from a lot of things. But I would say what has really just gotten me through it would be two things. One, becoming closer to the Lord, getting in his word and understanding that like, it's not about me. Like I'm in the boat, but he's steering the boat. So like, it might be scary. However, he knows where we're going. We don't have to know. We're allowed to be scared. We just can't jump out of the boat. Just stay in the boat. What was the other question that you asked? Or did I answer both of them?
Yeah, I think you answered both of them because just that biggest aha moment where you just said, you know, you're in the boat. God's right there with you, but he's steering and we don't have to know. Because I'd say that that's a big one for me. If like, I'm a planner. I have my planner. It's like, okay, this is next. This is next.
Yep.
God doesn't kind of give us those details. So.
He doesn't. Yeah. My husband cracks me up because he has a love-hate relationship with my to-do list. Because if I don't get out of my head and onto a list, I will go insane. But then it's like, I operate off of this list. Like it is the end all be all. If these things don't get done today, then, you know, I'm not enough. I've failed as a wife. I've failed as a woman. Like just, you know, all of these things. But at the end of the day, it's like, even here very recently, just with, you know, I mentioned at the beginning, we just ended up with a stray dog on our porch. Yeah. And it's like having to realize that like, you can't plan for everything. That's like true. You just can't. And especially when God's like, hey, careful. Whoop. You know, you've got to be willing to let go and surrender that plan.
Yes. And I think that's the biggest part of it. It's just that letting go and surrender. Yep. Sounds simple.
Yes.
But it's not easy.
Way easier said than done.
Definitely not easy. And speaking of which, now you said you already had four cats. So how were you like, yes, okay, let's go ahead and add in this puppy. What made you say yes to that?
I'm going to be honest. It's literally just the specific dog. My husband and I have always had dogs growing up. He hated cats when we got married, but obviously they've grown on him. All of the four that we have are strays. So they were all adopted in at various stages of life, most of them kittens. But this dog wandered up on our porch, and I remember seeing one of my cats just growling at the window, and I couldn't figure out what it was. And I looked out the window and I saw this dog that I thought at the time was a coyote. And my husband was like, okay, be careful if you're going to go out there. And I walked outside and this dog just came bounding over to me and jumps up in my arms and is just like I had saved its life in that moment. And she's just been the best dog. And it's like, from that moment, I was like, okay, if nobody claims this dog, she's mine. Like, she's great. She already knows how to sit. She already knows how to fetch. Like, we're good.
Understood. Well, I know that we mentioned, you know, even your company with Real Food Made Simple. And I'd love to know a little bit more about, like, what made you jump into that and kind of what that journey has been like so far as well.
Yeah. So obviously I met you at a conference learning about online business stuff. And at that conference, I thought I was going to be going a completely different direction with business. Basically, I have had always been very, very unhealthy. I thought that I ate pretty healthy because I ate lots of fresh veggies and stuff. My mom's already always had a garden, so we've always had fresh food. But I was also eating a lot of really, really bad stuff. Mm-hmm. And I never put two and two together that, oh, like what goes in your body is actually affecting your body and affecting your health. And not just your physical health, but also your mental health. So I wound up with debilitating anxiety, depression, you know, chronic migraines. I had PCOS. So I had, you know, cysts rupturing all the time. Like I was in constant either pain or sick or just general, just not feeling good. So I started getting into just more of the intentional living side of things and just trying to live life more intentionally, whether that's, you know, minimizing your possessions so that you're not as stressed out, or, you know, just making little dietary changes to try to feel a little bit better. But what I did not know is that the Lord had a completely radically life-changing things set up for me in the future. When I met my husband, like I said, I was super duper sick. The day that he proposed to me, we hiked up to Lula Gorge in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And I ended up getting a bloody nose and nearly passing out. Mm-hmm. And he actually talks about the fact that in that moment, he was like, Lord, like, is this really what you want for me? Like, is this a mistake? Did I just like propose to somebody that's horribly sick and, you know, that's going to be awful? But he said the Lord just assured him, like, no, like, this is the one, stick with it. So shortly after we got married, I got introduced to natural health. I started going to this place called Divine Design Natural Health in Cleveland, Tennessee. And that is actually where I met one of my best friends and my business partner, who co-founded Made Simple. She was actually one of the ones that helped me transition my diet and become healthy. So all of those symptoms that I used to have within just a couple of months, even symptoms like the PCOS that mm-hmm. I was told by doctors, no, you've got to deal with that for the rest of your life. All of those went away. So that really got me realizing, like, how many people don't know that these simple little changes in their life, like, a lot of people are just afraid to get in the kitchen because they're like, what if I'm horrible at cooking? What if I can't make anything that tastes good? And it's like they let those fears stop them. Or what if I can't give up, you know, my Dr. Pepper or my donuts or whatever it is? And so it's like, but we don't realize that those little things that we think are our comfort may be what's completely holding us back from living a completely different life.
That's huge. That is huge. And just the fact that you said even in a couple of months, like doctors were like, we're going to deal with this forever. But within a couple of months, it's just the power of God. Like that is amazing. Just bringing you aware of just even the things you're putting in your body. That scripture tells us the things that, you know, we put in our body, the things that come out defile us. And so we have to make sure that we're taking care of what we're putting in. And so Gosh, first of all, what a major testimony. I mean, that's incredible to have, chronic sicknesses and illnesses, and then to be completely healed of that. Like, even in that, I don't know, that makes me choked up right now thinking about just the goodness of God. But then the passion to want to share that and tell other people, like, what
Yes.
made you know, like, yes, this is what, because you said it, you had a totally different, thought in terms of business. How did you know, like, yes, this is it. Let me go with this.
Well, honestly, it was kind of a slow transition. Just like I spoke about in the beginning, where it's like oftentimes I would think that, like, oh, I'm learning this skill for this, but in reality, I'm like, oh, actually, this is what it's for. I've done graphic design. That was my college major. And so I learned all of my graphic design skills and things, my marketing skills. And I actually thought that I was going to be doing that primarily for Divine Design Natural Health. But we, Nadia and I, ended up, deciding to write this cookbook. And it started with just, a couple of recipes. And then it was like the Lord just kept giving us more and more and more and more and more. And everything was just falling into place so perfectly. And I realized that all of these skills that I had been learning were actually applicable for writing this cookbook, starting a membership, teaching people all of these things. So it just kind of all added up. And the Lord has just blessed it, and we've been very grateful for, all the people that we've gotten to reach just with simple recipes.
And I think that's huge because you talked about people being scared of going in the kitchen. It's not that I'm scared, but my kids are now at such various ranges that everybody likes something different. And to me, it's like stressful of like, how am I going to cook something that everybody wants to eat? Or
Right.
truthfully, something that's very convenient that I can cook very quickly.
Yep, I get
And
that. Absolutely.
so I definitely need to check out your cookbook for those reasons too, where we can eat healthy and still appeal to everyone's taste buds. And
Yes.
just really have that shift where it's not constant sugary foods and chips and things like that.
Exactly. It's like one of the biggest things that I would love to go back to past me. Straight up, when I first started trying to make the transition to eating healthy, my husband and I were reminded just a few days ago. We went into Ingles in a city nearby. We don't normally shop there, because that's kind of out of our way, but we were just in the area. We stopped by, and it reminded us of I was about a month into trying to make the transition to eating healthy, and we had to leave that Ingles because I saw an Angel food cake and just started squalling. And I was like, I just want the cake. And my husband's like, but do you want the migraine that will come with it?
Oh.
I was like, no, I don't. But realizing, if I could go back to that me who was just thinking, I'm just having to get rid of all of these foods that I love and all of these things that, bring back childhood memories and all this kind of stuff. But it's like, we've all got a favorite dish, and it's very rarely the dish we ate when we were two or four or 10. Every year you find a new favorite thing. So looking at it as you're not letting go of the old food, you're finding new foods that fuel your body the way that God intended, that you love, that tastes good, that, are convenient and, do the things they're supposed to.
And I think you just hit nail completely on the head where you talked about it's that mindset shift of like, I'm not losing something, I'm actually gaining something, and being
Yes.
able to shift your mindset around that of like, but this is healthier. I often say, like, when I go for a walk, I'm trying to make sure that older me thanks younger me for taking
Yes,
care of me. So
exactly.
it's that same thing of making sure we're mindful of what we're putting in and how we're taking care of our bodies, because these are honestly our temples, and so we've got to make sure we're taking care of it. And so with that, I'd love to pray over everyone that's listening that may be even in that health journey where they don't feel like they have any answers, but just even you telling them about the stuff they're simply putting in their body can help shift things around even quickly as it did for you. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for Amanda, Father. We thank you for her being here today and sharing her testimony, Father, and the powerfulness just of your goodness, Lord, and the great things that you do, Father. We thank you for the importance of reminding us of, what we should be putting in our body and how it does affect us mentally, physically, emotionally. even spiritually, and that we can't have any other gods before you, Lord, and that it's not that we're missing out on anything, but that we're gaining, because you're showing us and helping us to take better care of these temples, our bodies that you've given us, and that you live in and walk with us on a day-to-day basis. So we pray that you encourage everyone out there that's listening, that may be facing struggles right now, Lord, and they don't have hope, or they're not sure which way to go, but they can always turn to you, Father. So we thank you for even the community that Amanda has put together, Father, and the membership that she has available for people to come in, Father, to learn more about better nutritional habits and to be able to do it together and to learn with each other and to be able to learn from her and her testimony. You said that we're overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So we thank you that you're using Amanda's testimony to help and bless other people so that they can be healthier and become better versions of who you've created them to be. So we ask that you bless each and every person that's listening now, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Anything that you want to leave everyone else with that you want them to know?
If I can do it, so can you.
Yes.
Just let the Lord lead you. Don't be afraid of change. Embrace it and just go where he leads and you won't regret it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you want to connect with Amanda, you can go to justrealfoodmadesimple.com. And on all social medias, it's at justrealfoodmadesimple as well. That way you can order your cookbook and join the membership community as well.
Yes.
Thank you again so much, Amanda. We appreciate having you here today and can't wait to see how many more people you're able to connect.
Yes, thank you so much. It's been awesome.
Of course, thank you. Remember, everyone, this is your journey. It's where your life begins.
Thanks for being here on the journey of you. If this episode blessed you, take a moment to connect with me, whether through email, Substack, or the contact page at tonyzbennis.com. I'd love to walk alongside you with encouragement and truth for your journey. Until we meet again, stay rooted in faith, anchored in purpose, and bold in who you are becoming.